Welcome to the Public Speakers Association, our Change Your World Virtual Summit. I am so honored to introduce to you one of the top speakers in the world, Miss Katrina Sala. Take it on from here.
Yay, I'm one of the top speakers in the world. I love your introductions, Tanya. They're so fabulous. Oh, I love it. Okay, so for those of you who don't know who I am, of course, like, you all know who I am. No, I'm just kidding. If you don't know who I am, you know, I've been known as the Jumpstart Your Biz Coach for a long time. I've been in my business for 13 years, and I'm a more of a big-picture business coach who teaches the nitty-gritty of some of the things you need to do, all of the things you need to do, really, in starting your own business and growing it and marketing it and becoming more visible. And I wrote a book called Love Yourself Successful a couple of years ago because I found that most of my female clients were not happy in their personal life, most of them, which was really sad for me, and they weren't doing what I was telling them in their business. So we had to really dive into the stuff in their personal life and figure out what was going on there so that they could clear that up and get happier over there so that they could attract more business. So that's what I do now, is really help you put more love in your life and money in your business. And my website is katrinasawa.com. But I'm here to talk to you today about making easy yes offers, because one of the things I learned along the way in my 13-year entrepreneurial journey, first, when I first started out, I was a local business consultant. And so I would go around to local businesses in my area. I'm in Northern California, and say, oh, how can I help you with your marketing, your business, and blah, blah, blah. And I got clients on retainer and all that stuff, pretty basic, like most people do, I guess, in the coaching industry, or back then they did. And then I learned about the internet marketing and the leveraged business models and how to take money online and higher-end coaching programs and all the different business models that I do today or that I've done in the last 10 years. And a lot of my mentors back then in the beginning would tell me, you just need to be, like, higher priced, and you need to charge more, and you need to, you know, have all these great programs that are $2,000 and $5,000 and $20,000 and $50,000. And I was like, yay, okay, great. And I was listening to them, and I did that. And then I realized along the way that I got rid of a lot of the low-price stuff. And so it was either come into my world with a high-priced thing or go away, basically. So then I had a reality check with another coach along the way that said, oh, no, no, you need to make money every day. And I'm like, well, I don't know if I can sell a $5,000 program every single day, right? And so that was when I realized I needed to have something for $20 and $50 and $100 and $10 and all these different things that a lot of people aren't teaching out there. They're teaching you to make the big dollar things, which, of course, we want, but we also need to make money today. And so I really want to encourage you to have a wide variety of products and services so that you can make money today in $20 here, $50 there, and you can also make a big sale, which, of course, we want and is very doable, okay? But sometimes we have to have sales conversations, right? So in order to sell a $2,000 or $5,000 or $10,000 program, product, or service, typically you have to have a conversation, like a sales conversation, a scheduled call or appointment or meeting with someone in order to sell that. And otherwise, they're not going to just click and buy on your website these days for that kind of a price tag of a program, typically, right? Unless you're really well known. And then, so if you can't schedule enough sales conversations, what do you do to make money today, right? If you don't have any sales conversations, well, there's, you know, obviously get out networking. I'm a big networker. And if you're a speaker, you're probably somewhat of a networker. And, you know, I do a lot of networking, so I meet a lot of people on a daily basis. But I also do networking online, so with social media. But I do it like I do it offline. So I can drive people from social media to a phone call in less than 24 hours, sometimes just an hour. And we get on the phone, we have a conversation, and I can make fast cash today over there. Or I can go to a networking event and sell a book, or sell a CD, or sell a ticket to my event, or sell something. So I want to encourage you to figure out what it is you can sell for an easy yes sale, easy yes offers, okay? Now, this could be if you're networking. This could be on your website. And it could also be something you sell from the stage. Like when I was speaking at the Public Speakers Conference last year, I made what I consider a pretty easy yes offer. And I did it on purpose because I traveled to the event. I paid money to be to be there and invest. And we could make an offer from the stage. And so I wanted to make sure I went home with cash in my pocket, right? Because, again, not everybody's going to buy with a multi-speaker event like the speaker conference is, which is fabulous, by the way. There's not a lot of people there selling stuff for thousands of dollars. They're selling stuff for a few hundred dollars. But multiple people at a few hundred dollars equals thousands of dollars, right? So, and if you get a bunch of sales at $100 or $200, you can always sell those people up into the next thing or the next thing, right? But if you only get one or two people at the $2,000 price, you don't even have people to sell up into the next thing. So hopefully this is making sense to maybe have some different offers from the stage or in your networking situation. When you're out networking, I also always make it easy for people to buy right now by having order forms. So I have an order form on hand. I keep multiple different order forms in my purse. I have a big purse. but right now is like 2.5 weeks out before my event, so I've got event sign-up forms. I also have an easy yes offer sign-up form that from a conference that I was at last week just to see if anybody was interested in a different package. I could whip that out and, sell them for a couple hundred bucks or something like that. And and then I have my book, of course, so they can buy my book, and various other order forms that sell different things in my funnel. And so I really do encourage you to make it easier for people to buy by carrying order forms because you never know. I'm not going to whip them out and hand them out to people, but if I'm having a conversation with somebody where it makes sense that they're actually interested in taking the next step with a specific product or program or service that I have to offer, why not close them right there when they're hot, right? Or give them a hell of a deal to sign up today and start their payments, right? So you want to always be thinking about how to make money today, in my mind. So there's five levels of what could and should be in your marketing funnel. Five levels, right, of the types of products and services you might offer. So I'll just go through them really quickly and see if you have all of them in your funnel. If not, let's make sure we fill in the holes, okay? And you can always come talk to me. This is what I do with clients. I make sure you know what you're selling and you're really clear on what you're selling first. And then we go out and market like crazy and drive traffic to your site and get people on your list. And we have systems for selling them into the different various levels, okay? So, but first you have to be clear on what you're selling or what you're offering and how you're getting people into your world. So the first level is the freebie, right? So all of you should have a freebie already on your website, but you have multiple freebies, right? So I have multiple freebies, and it's not including a free consultation or a free discovery session, right? We want a free download. We want a free audio. We want a free drawing even, okay? So if, like, I have a network marketing client that doesn't have an audio, well, she does now because I got her doing teleclasses, but she really doesn't have any product or programs, right? She sells makeup and skincare. So we did a free drawing for her opt-in box. But now she's offering teleclasses, just like any of you could offer free teleclasses as a list-building strategy. That's a freebie, right? And so, like, I have a webinar coming up on Thursday. You can go there and sign up. This one isn't a freebie, but most of my stuff is free where you can sign up for the free call, whether it's when it's live, or once it's done and recorded, then you can opt in for the replay of it on a free opt-in page. So I have my free opt-in box and my regular gift on my website, but I have other landing pages on my website. Excuse me. I have other landing pages on my website where they offer a free teleclass for this or a free webinar for that. And those are all linked to my resources page. You can go check it out, look at them, and see how I do it and do the same thing. Right? And you can even download some of them if you want to. But they're different things. So, like, in February, I was speaking in Denver, and on the topic of the speaking as the number one marketing strategy. And so my free gift that I was giving away was my speaker training audio that I had that's on one of those landing pages, which leads into my speaker training program, which is a six-week training program, right? So the funnel goes through. So the talk it leads right into the free thing, which leads right into the paid thing, right? So you want that kind of consistency. So this call, for example, could lead into a webinar on how to jumpstart your business in 90 days, which I happen to have on the website. You could go view that website or that webinar, and then that actually talks about my 90-day jumpstart program, right, where you could get into that. So it's a consistency that you have through your talk. So we call it reverse engineering your talk based on what you want to sell or drive people into. So whether you're making a sale into a program or you're trying to just get people on your list with your free things, it doesn't matter. It still has to be consistent to what you're talking about. So and then if you're not speaking and you're trying to market your freebies on social media, I have a couple friends who are so good about doing this, and they come up with a new free report almost every week. And then so they're always promoting a new free report on social media, and they get tons of people to sign up on their list through these landing pages to go get the free report, right? And then that free report leads to their next thing and their next thing and so on. So you want to have freebies, but you might want more than one freebie, if this makes sense. Because when you're talking to certain groups about certain things, depending on what you offer, you might need a freebie on that topic, and so on, with a different topic and a different target market, et cetera. So the second level of what could be in your funnel is the try me out. This is your low-level offering. So can you record a free CD, write an ebook, offer a teleclass, prepare an e-course? These are all lower-level products or programs, typically, that you can create once and then sell over and over again, taking no more time. Time being the keyword in a low-level offering. You don't want to spend a lot of time creating these low-level offerings. So, you know, to create an ebook, you might record a training class and do that live, like a live teleclass, and then just transcribe it, and there's your ebook, right? So you want to make it as simple as possible for yourself to create these things. Then level three is the do-it-yourself. This is the larger, more beefy product that you might offer that people can buy and work through at their own pace. Like I was saying, I have a Jumpstart Your Business in 90 Day program. I have a speaker training program. One's 90 days worth of content, like 10 weeks of training, and one's 6 weeks. Those are in, you know, $1,000 or $2,000 typically to invest in, but they're my signature systems, right? So you want to have your signature systems that people can really, consume your content on their own. Now, I don't sell a lot of products because people usually want me. They want some form of coaching, and most people need someone like me to tell them what to do and make it really super clear and fast for what they need to do. So I throw a lot of products in as bonuses to some of my programs. So there's the fourth level of what could be in your funnel, and that's the I'm all in. This is for very interested and committed prospects who want more of you. They want to get your advice personally, maybe, or work with you one-on-one, come to an event, or even pay you for your high-end programs or services. And, typically there's fewer people who might commit to these levels of offerings. However, if priced right, you don't need that many, nor can you usually handle that many one-on-one, right? We want leveraged programs, products, and services. But at some point, depending on what you do, you might want to throw in more one-on-one. For example, I get a lot of clients coming to me after they've invested $10,000 or $15,000 in somebody else's group program, but their group program didn't offer them any one-on-one help or support, and so they really didn't get what they needed. So then they come to me and they get one-on-one, or they get a variation of one-on-one in group, and they move forward faster. And so, really be careful at what you're creating, but also what you're entering into yourself. I've been in all the programs myself, so I know, you know, my learning style is I need to just be one-on-one with somebody so they can just tell me what to do to fix the problem. Even at this stage, I still have a one-on-one coach. I'm also in a group, but it's very helpful to just be able to ask for questions. You know, I don't have to do as much strategizing and plotting and planning and implementation as I used to. It's just the new big idea, right, and how to get that done. Then the fifth level in your funnel could be the whole enchilada. So this is for the type of customer who simply loves you and loves what you do, the teach or what you teach or what you sell, and will buy anything and everything you offer or promote. They are your ideal client, okay? So this is the person that jumps all in with you with your high-level thing, and or they've probably bought a whole bunch of other stuff along the way. And so that's, you know, that's our favorite client. Those are people that are in my mastermind, for example, right? But let's talk about how to now work in an easy yes offer. So if you have a lot of these things first sale or that you can offer in your business, right? If you don't, we can definitely get you there. And one thing I just want to mention really quick before I move on is if you're sitting there going, well, I can't possibly offer anything for $1,000 or $5,000 or $10,000, I don't know what I would sell for that price. You just don't know what you don't know. You just don't know what you don't know yet. There's probably something, and you just need to strategize and brainstorm with someone like me who can pull it out of you or show you some ideas of what's possible. I love to show people ideas of what's possible, and then they're going, oh, my God, I didn't even know I could do that, or, oh, I didn't even think about that, right? I mean, that's what happened to me when I first learned about this world, too. I had to talk to somebody. I had to go to a workshop. I had to listen to what people were doing and go, oh, my God, I could totally do that. And then, of course, your own confidence is going to get in the way. Well, who am I to do that, and who am I to charge that, and are people going to pay me, or I'm new, right? You got to get that stuff out of your head because you probably are a lot smarter than you think you are and know a lot more than you think you do and are a lot more impactful than you think you could be. So it takes a little finessing of your mindset and your marketing to come together and be a coherent brand. So, but easy yes offers, yes, it's like giving away the farm. It really is. And for the longest time, because of the conditioning that I had in the beginning with the coaches that I had in the beginning, it was so important to them to make sure we had the best positioning and the pricing and that we didn't bend on our value that a lot of people just weren't selling a lot of stuff because they were sticking to their high price stuff. But when I really learned that it's like, okay, I have to do this or give this, and at this price, in order to get a bunch of people. And so you could do this over time and over practice, so to speak, like to test out what's going to work for you and what that magic number is. For some reason, the 197 number seems to be a good number for me. And so when I give out an offer for 197, a lot of people usually gravitate towards that. Now, for you, it might be 97, might be 47, an easy yes offer, or 50 bucks. I had a client once who was brand new to charging for her services, and she was really scared to throw out a dollar figure. And, I mean, she was probably in her 50s. I don't even remember, but she, you know, most of the clients I work with are 40s, 50s, and 60s, actually. People that are reinventing themselves and going after what they want. And she was so scared to even say that she could do an hour for $50. And I said, just do it. And so I went with her to a networking event. And the person leading the event said, well, who out there is, who wants to share what they're offering? Because I knew the event we were going to, and I knew that she could stand up and say what she was offering, so she had to be ready. And I, like, jabbed her in the side. I said, that's your cue, right? And I made her raise her hand. this is where the kicking you in your butt to get stuff done comes in, especially if you get me live with you. But so she said it. She's like, well, I help people transform. And she's, like, the spiritual transformation goddess, and she just makes you feel good every time she opens her mouth. And whatever she said, like she said, and I'd be willing to do a special deal for people just today for an hour for $50. And like three people raised their hand instantly. One person threw out their credit card at her, and she was like, oh my God, you know, like immediately she made like $150 just because she had the courage to stand up and say that. Was she worth more than $50 an hour? Oh, hell yes. Right? But does she feel validated because she got paid $50 an hour? Oh, yes, very much so. Was she charging $50 an hour today? No, this was 2 years ago. Okay, so she's now convinced that she can sell her genius, and she knows how to do that, right? But she also understands the importance of an easy yes offer. So if she needs to make money today, she could do that. And she would get probably a dozen takers, okay? And they're $600, right? So, you know, my price point, my experience with the Public Speakers Association, there was probably 70 people in the room. I made a $197 offer. And granted, not everybody was even a prospect of mine, right? A $197 offer, I think it was two calls with me and a ticket to my event and a couple products. It was like everything in the kitchen sink was for $197. It was like a $6,000 value or something really stupid, right? But I'm like, I love you guys. It's $197. Who's in? And like 10 people bought it, right? So there's $2,000. And then, of course, a lot of, along the way, some of those people sold up into other things. And since then, there's a minimum of like $20,000 have come in from those 10 sales at $200. Okay? So, hello, right? Let's make some easy yes offers and then have stuff to take people to the next step with over time. And I'm telling you, it works if you do it. But if you are scared to do it, or you need the courage to do it, or you need to know how to package it or what to price it at, I'm here to help, and I would love to help people because I want to see people make more money doing what they love now, today. It's all about jumpstarting your business, your marketing, your sales, your life. That's what I'm all about, and I really want to help you with love to transition wherever the holes or opportunities are in your business. I would love to help you. So you can come and talk to me if you'd like in a complimentary business strategy session. All you have to do is go to askkat.biz. It's askkat.biz. You can come and talk to me. There's some questions on that page to fill out. Fill them out. I'll get an email. I'll send you an email. One-on-one call with me. We'll kind of hash out, and you'll get clarity around what you're doing. If you can still make it to my event in April, it's only a couple weeks away in Sacramento, come out. You people make money at my events because we go over the easy yes offer. We force you to create something in a nice way, but then you get to stand up and sell it, and people buy it. So, you know, you can make your money back by just coming to the event. And I have discount codes and coupon codes if you send me an email, because right now it's like $8.97 to come. But I'm happy to give a huge discount to come to anybody from PSA or this summit if you email me. So go and check out the event and see if you can come, and then email me. So the event is at livebigevents.com, livebigevents.com. And then you can email me at Katrina with a K, Katrina@jumpstartyourmarketing.com. Katrina@jumpstartyourmarketing.com. So that was a lot, I know, in like 25 minutes or less. But if anybody has any questions, I'm happy to answer questions, or you can always email me with questions too if you can't get on the line. Tanya?